Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When games seem like they're not going to take a very long time to get through, and then you realize they absolutely are going to take a really long time to get through, there's two ways you could go about it. You might be the annoyed type of gamer or the excited type of gamer, depending on whether you like bang for your buck, or if you're a I only had an hour to play this game, how on earth am I going to get through it sort of person. Whether you didn't know just how big the map was, the gameplay format took a hard left, or things got a little funky with time, which happens way more than you'd expect in video games, these 10 titles all pulled you along for the ride, and then some. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 best "the game is bigger than you think" moments. Number 10, Nier Automata. One of the most popular instances of a moment where you realize the game is so much bigger than you thought it was going to be is in Nier Automata, which is right up there with Castlevania Symphony of the Night in letting you think you finished the entire game and then hitting you with, don't worry, there's so much more game to go. Nier Automata requires you to play through its story multiple times if you want to experience the whole thing and every ending it has to throw at you, which, let's be clear, is 26. 26 endings. Even those prepped for multiple endings because they have experience with Nier or other branching video games wouldn't have expected Automata to go this far, but that's part of the magic of the game. It's not until your second playthrough that you'll experience things as a totally different character, and then not until your third where you'll drop into yet another pair of android shoes and get another big piece of the story. Even if you were anticipating this was a game that was going to take you some time given the replay value and just the sheer scope of its open world, no one could have expected just this much from the story that keeps on giving. If Nier Automata didn't hit you with this moment, the game would miss out on a huge part of its impact and the way everything coalesces between its plotlines and characters to tell you an extraordinarily unique story that you got to experience for yourself. Number 9, The Stanley Parable. From the outset, The Stanley Parable seems bizarre, albeit fairly straightforward. You play as a guy, Stanley, who is an office worker, and the only really weird thing that stands out here is that your life is, for some reason, being narrated. Not just narrated, though, instructed. When you kick into the game, the narrator lays out your next steps for you, the implication being that you, as the player, can just follow along with what you're being slated to do. Of course, you can also not do that. When the narrator says Stanley turns left, you can turn right. You naturally expect that things will develop beyond this point, but few would predict the possibilities in this game would extend to commentary on existentialism, philosophy, the nature of happiness, free will, and duty. There are also an enormous amount of endings that run the gamut between having to press a button over and over again so a cardboard cutout of a baby doesn't crawl into a fire, that then turns into stopping a puppy from crawling into the fire, and then there's endings that get really serious and deep and start talking about the nature of the human condition. Given there are so many possibilities for where the game can ultimately go and how and when you choose to go there, your personal moment for when you realize this game is way bigger than you expected will be just that. Personal. But when it does hit you, it's a very exciting realization. Number 8, Elden Ring. Now, this is one of those entries that's firmly in if you know, you know territory, and if you don't, boy, are you in for a treat. From Software making a game that's rich in lore, expansive in scope, and riddled with rewarding exploration and surprises to stumble on isn't news. Even so, the sheer size, visual spectacle, and thousands of critters to meet, almost all of whom are trying to kill you, is something to balk at. Much like the Stanley Parable, The Lands Between lets you loose to go anywhere you want, whenever you want. So your, oh my god, this game is enormous moment, will vary from someone else's. despite having a vague idea of what the map looks like, because you can see a version of it at the very beginning of the game, you're not at all prepared for just how big this thing actually is. And we aren't talking an underground lair here or a multi-floor castle there. We mean entire swaths of land and sprawling locations that don't even appear on the original map. Not only can you stumble upon these areas, there are teleportation chests which, upon your interaction with them, will spirit you away to a location you probably never even knew existed. Elden Ring is a game that well and truly intends to swallow you up, and with a map this stacked with encounters and things to find, it's totally prepped to do that. Number 7, Dragon Quest XI S, Echoes of an Elusive Age. The JRPG franchise Dragon Quest is an institution that has been running for decades since 1986, and over all that time, it's established a few staple features. There's your hero's journey at the center of it all, saving the world from whatever big bad is putting it in peril, a party that engages in turn-based combat, certain monsters that reappear many times throughout the series, and recurrent surprise encounters. A lot of Dragon Age games are also known for being quite a bit bigger than they first appear. In more than one of the titles, including Dragon Quest XI, the reason for this is because Square Enix incorporated a time travel mechanic. Said mechanic practically doubles the runtime of the game Castlevania style. This is not so much a burden, though, as it is an opportunity. In the same vein as Nier Automata, you get to learn more about what's actually going on behind the scenes narrative-wise and who the real big bads of the story are. You'll have another chance to save old friends, vanquish old adversaries, and have epic new encounters. Number 6, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. There are many games that don't show their full map hand at the very beginning of the game, and The Witcher 3 is one of them. While this is a blessing in this case, because I mean, more Witcher 3 is never a bad thing, boy is there a lot to do. Of course, making your way out of the original point of embarkment, White Orchard, is certainly a reveal that shows you more of the game map, as is your journey through Velen and eventually to the main city of Novigrad. Nothing compares to rocking up in Skellige. Since this moment takes place dozens of hours into your playthrough, since every location is absolutely flooded with quest objectives to cross off, villages to explore and secrets to uncover, nothing can quite prepare you for this enormous group of islands. It is as exciting a prospect as it is daunting if you're a completionist like me, and not just because there are literally 58 smugglers' caches to pick up from various points in the water. It's also because Geralt cannot fly and is not a mermaid, and there's so many of these bloody caches and islands you're gonna spend a lot of time on the water, in a tiny little boat, unless sirens manage to take out your tiny little boat. Then it will become very apparent very quickly that Geralt does not swim particularly well or particularly fast, and you'll find that out in the full 7 minutes it takes you to get to the closest landmass. At least the closest landmass he can climb onto, because he's not much of a climber either.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Divinity Original Sin 2. Another game that will inundate you with content before it even shows you just how much there is to do is Divinity Original Sin 2, Larian's 2017 RPG masterpiece, not to be confused with their 2023 RPG masterpiece. This one kicks off in Fort Joy. Okay, technically this game kicks off in a ship, but I don't think anyone actually thought the whole game was going to take place on a ship. I mean, no game developer would make their entire game take place on a ship. That would be bizarre. Except for Return of the Obra Dinn, which is a really good game. Anyway, I feel like we're getting off track. Let's go back. Once you get off that ship, you'll wash up on the shores of Fort Joy. And yes, Larian really do love kicking their games off with you on a beach. To be clear, Fort Joy is no small location. It has hundreds of things to explore and dozens of quests to complete, not to mention 16 discrete areas for you to check out. Naturally, though, all of this is leading to your escape, which comes after another few dozen hours, whereupon you unravel a lot more of the epic fantasy story and your role within it, as you rock up to the sprawling Reaper's Coast. If for some reason the size of the game didn't have you rocking back in your chair and inhaling sharply at that point, then your subsequent journey to the almost equally huge, encounter-riddled and delightfully inundating location, the Nameless Isle, ought to do it. By the time you hit the game's last enormous location, the City of Arx, which you're called to for narrative reasons that I won't spoil, you're probably no longer surprised at just how darn big this thing is. But somewhere between Fort Joy and Arx, it probably hits you, so while your mileage will vary, the size of this game is pretty indisputable. Number 4, Fire Emblem Three Houses. The Fire Emblem series has been running since 1990, and it's pretty universally agreed that 2019's Three Houses is one of the best entries in the bunch. The tactical role-playing game has you take on the role of Byleth, a mercenary-turned-teacher, and among your first choices in the game is which of the school's houses you would like to teach. The Golden Deer, the Blue Lions, or the Black Eagles, which is obviously the coolest. Each choice grants you a separate group of students who all have different personalities, backgrounds, goals, and abilities, though over the course of the game you're able to recruit new students from other houses into yours. As a result, it appears your choice at the beginning doesn't matter all that much. Some way through the game, though, you hit a 5-year time jump, and what was just kind of chill schooling and low-key battles turns into an all-out political war where lives hang in the balance. All of a sudden, your mileage varies wildly depending on which school you chose at the start of the game, and one of them even diverges further into two significantly different paths depending on your choices. Your relationships determine who may perish or be saved and who might ally with you, not to mention who your main antagonist will be as the game wears on. Number 3, Inscription. Now, there isn't a lot about Inscription that hasn't already been said, and what has been said, most of which was probably by me, if it's been me in these videos trying to get you to play it, shouldn't be expanded on because you want to play the game for yourself, but let me explain it here anyway. If you're not averse to deck-building digital card games, this one will be right up your alley, since that's the gameplay at the core of this experience. Sort of. Mostly. Technically, you will spend the vast percentage of your time in Inscription engaging in card battles, but where those take place, in what format, against what manner of adversary, and to what end, changes drastically within each act of the game. Ultimately, though, it's the moment between Act 1 ending and Act 2 beginning that will have you questioning everything, and hit with the realization that, narratively, mechanically, and in terms of scope, things go far deeper than they first appeared. Developer Daniel Mullins has crafted something really special in this 2021 roguelike that somehow slots into and defies all these different genres at the same time. Number 2, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Being the Final Fantasy Remake arrived 23 years after the original first debuted, it's understandable that a lot of things were going to be different. But it wasn't until players got their hands on the game that they learned exactly what had changed, particularly all the ways in which it doesn't simply remake, but completely reimagines the original RPG. Plenty of gamers with strong nostalgia for the classic version will have been floored by the expansion of the game's narrative, its world map, deeper dives into fan-favorite characters, boss battles, and combat evolution. Ultimately, though, I think if we could slate one moment for the "this game is a hell of a lot bigger than I thought," it's probably the very end where you realize the game actually only covers Midgar, and there's so much more of Final Fantasy VII to come. Number 1, Might and Magic 8, Day of the Destroyer. Another classic old RPG series that kicked off in the late 80s was Might and Magic. You're given a small set of islands to explore first before romping through an underground temple and making your way to the primary entry point that will open up the rest of the game world, which is enormous. Like, really enormous. You can travel by way of boat, stable, or most surprisingly and entertainingly, walking all the way to the edge of your current location until you get a prompt that may ask you if you want to consume some rations to just keep on walking to the next region. It's only upon doing one of these things, or more than one of them, that you'll find out the full map is actually two sets of islands and seven interconnected land masses that all consist of different cities, biomes, and plenty of things to do. It's all by the book when you're two or three locations in and feeling like you have your head around it, but once you keep checking back to the docks and stables, or like I said, bumping into the edge of the map and being prompted to visit even more regions you've never heard of, you'll understand the true size of the continent of Jadam.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.